the game.
It was 35:30 in the next time morning. The sky was gone pink, CGV rolled her powerful shoulders, opened her watery green eyes, and slowly licked her lips as if still dreaming. She felt her muscles tightening beneath her ultra pallid skin. Ideas buzz across a billion synapses. And she flexed her fingers and stretched her perfect arms and legs so that she felt their fibers hum like a perfect wish. Nevertheless, she had enemies. Rapahog, she was hunting them down, all of them. She was sexy as hell, she liked that. She was a deadly babe with curves in all the right places, a switchblade mind and a lust for vengeance that rolled out to the crack of doom. She liked all that too. And it was another day, a new dawn, and she was gonna get out there and start killing some more. It wouldn't stop till vengeance was hers, at her feet and then spreading out to the long, great distant horizon of a billion and billion more floating knots and zeros were the bodies of what looked like dead medics. Arapahog Horde. Arapahogs were the inner monsters of venal rapists emerging from hospital consulting rooms with beady violent eyes and smeared prowling hands looking to gatecrash every woman's place of luminous destiny. They drooled the lust of the vicious. They breathed the short breath of the tyrant. They pumped loaded terror cocks that they handled like missiles and fired blind. They were earless because deaf to the refusal of their own wills. Their pink tongues were long and hung from their puckering mouths like a dog's because they liked it best when only they spoke and told their side of things. They were encrusted in grim exoskeletons because to them everything was about bone. They were like gigantic roaches, but wire hair and snouts belied their hog nature. Their vicious, stupid barks belied their dog nature. And from their white medical overcoats, some greasy tentacles still swirled and prodded the air, seeking the places of divinity. Without asking, sightless and muscle flexing and undulating in vile waves of cresting great hostility. Even as they died, CGV had been fighting them all night and had left all blood splattered. Eviscerated, for as far as the eye could see, Eros Plasticers, not on to quote the legendary Artanian anti-fascist Stephen Barber. Her face says it all, she regrets nothing. Now, turn the video game off, the lurid psychedelic scene shimmers some, and then snaps to dark, a stillness engulfed her. It brought her heartbeat down to zero. When she smiled, her smile was wide, cruel and hungry and abstract. Her teeth shone, her smile was the last thing. Like the cats in Alice in Wonderland, with thirst for love, it hovered on the brink. Dimmed, it faded out, all that was left was a void. CGV was the void, and the void was where all her powers were. Today was yet a new day, another killing field, the thought aroused her. And she slid her fingers inside of the tiny thong to play in her place of luminous.